delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
It's getting through to you. Well, my sister used to tell her sons, she was so sweet, you know, when they would act, they were going to get a whooping, she'd send them out and say, "Now you know I got to whoop you, right?"
Yeah.
She said, "Well, I'm just going to whoop the devil off of you, and then we're going to be finished."
"Yes, ma'am."
And then they'd be fine after that. Let me say this again. If you take control, you can take control of destiny by taking control of what you allow into your mind. We're not ignorant, nor are we blind, nor are we not looking at things, nor are we trying to say something is not there that's there. We're not ignorant of things. We just ain't letting it in our mind, because we have the mind of Christ. We have another mind. We think differently from the world. I'm going to say this again. Recognize how much vibrational power your thoughts have over your feelings and ultimately over your actions. As a man thinketh, so is he. I will encourage you. You know, the Lord brought some revelation to my spirit for you that use the Word of God to confess it. There are three things actually that I believe are paramount in this time right now. One is prayer, that you continue to develop your prayer life, your relationship to the Lord. Not just praying, but prayer has a purpose, a motivation behind it. It's not just saying stuff to God to say that I prayed. No, it's touching, communicating with God. That's what that is. But prayer, praise. Like tonight, you know, everybody praising. Every time we get together, even in your own home or in your car, you know, forget who's looking at you. Sing anyway. And if they look at you real funny, roll your window, sing to them. I mean, it's time to praise. Come on, it's time to pray, and it's time to praise. All of our prayers should be culminated in praise. We're not just praying and leaving there whining and not sure and wondering if God's going to answer. No, we leave out of there knowing that God heard my petition. God will answer my prayer. His ear is open to the cry of the righteous. Amen. He heard me before I called, and I'm going to praise him for it right now. Amen. Now, coupled with those two, use proclamations. You'd be surprised if you get up early, like some of us do, really early, and you start, you know, once you find your way to wherever you're going, you get your eyes cleared up, and you start with a proclamation. Once you settle yourself, you have your coffee or whatever you do, and you start speaking the Word of God, proclaiming the Word of God over yourself, over your house, over your children, over your finances, over your body, over your community, over people you will encounter in that day, over every. I'm going to tell you, you will find God upgrading the quality of life that you live. Amen. There'll be a whole lot of battles you won't have to fight. There'll be a whole lot of stuff that can't enter your mind because the Word has garrisoned your mind. Because you spoke it out. You decreed it. Amen. You confessed it. You spoke it out. And this needs to become our, I don't like the word routine, but it needs to become what we do daily. Amen. Speak that word. Decree that word. Amen. Believe what you are saying until, see, it's a two-edged sword. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Amen. It's impacting and orchestrating change in my environment. But also, it's writing the word upon my heart that I'm speaking. Amen. So it's changing me and it's changing my environment. Amen. See, some don't quite understand the power of those vibrations that are in your words. They start in your thoughts, but thoughts must become words. And when there are words that are in alignment with the kingdom of God, guess what? When you're speaking those words, the kingdom of God is going to manifest. And I declare, as he is in heaven, you will be like that on earth. It got quiet in here. I said, as he is in heaven, you will be like him here on the earth. Amen. Come on, that's where the church is headed. Amen. Amen. It may not be your experience yet, but I dare you to stay the course. Amen. I dare you to stay on your job. I dare you not to leave your position. I dare you to keep on confessing the word of God. Amen. Not in a legalistic, religious, traditional way. I mean from your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Believing what you say.
Amen.
Let's do a few lines right now. Someone say this with me. I am God's child. For I am born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which lives and abides forever. I am forgiven of all my sins. See, some of us need to say that every day. Because the devil puts stuff on you, get you oppressed, make you feeling bad about yourself. You need to let him know, I'm forgiven of all my sins. And I'm washed in the blood. And in so doing, you renew your mind to the reality of what Jesus already did. The devil trying to put you in a box and imprison you and make you look down on yourself when you hadn't done anything. But let him know early in the morning, I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. I am delivered from the power of darkness, and I am translated into God's kingdom. I am born again and washed in the blood. Come on, that's just getting started. You'll find your engine starting up. Before you know it, you got energy now. Before you know it, you wide awake now. Before you know it, something's moving on the inside of you. That executive order's coming up. I'm not a victim today, I'm a victor. Watch out, Mr. Devil, here I come. Amen. Instead of just dragging yourself out. No, use the word of God. My word is spirit and it's life. I challenge you. And I also want to warn you, because the enemy will fight you. You want to get in a fight? Start doing what I just told you to do. Watch what I tell you. But fight him with the word, because after a while he's going to have to back off.
Amen.
He will try to, he will contend with you initially.
Amen.
To try to stop you, because he knows where you're going. He knows what's about to happen in your life. He knows that you're going higher. He knows that shackles going to break off. He knows that he's going to be exposed. He knows that you're going to defeat him. He knows you're going to walk in a victory that you never walked in before. He knows that. So they come to try to distract you. Stuff try to wedge in on your time. But I challenge you, get like Joshua was told, let not the book of this law depart out of your mouth. Meditate. That doesn't mean just muse on it. That means also to mutter, to speak it. Meditate in it day and night, and thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and you shall have good success. See, prosperity and good success follows that. I'm not talking about conventional stuff. I'm talking about God being the source. I'm talking about stuff eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, haven't entered in your heart. God will work stuff out for you, because he'll make your confession will make your way prosperous, and you will have not just success, but good success. You're not going to get sick behind that success. Working so hard, you're not going to lose your children behind that success. You ain't got to cheat anybody to get that type of success. No, God said, confess my word. Don't let it depart out of your mouth. Let it go before you. Let it create the environment. Let it change your heart. Let it cause you and your mind to change. And then you'll prosper. And you will have good success.
Amen. Amen.
even in a dark world, the economy doesn't determine your success. Anybody there yet? No matter what the economy does, no matter how bad off people get, God will still prosper you. He'll bless you to be a blessing. Amen. In the midst of darkness. Do you know in the Great Depression, there were many millionaires that committed suicide, but there were many more millionaires created in the Great Depression. Tell me what God can't do or what God won't do. Is there anything too hard for God? Amen. Is there anything impossible for God? Come on, let your faith rise there. But see, we are not. Tell somebody again, I ain't no victim. No. No victim mentality here. We are hooked up to another source. Amen. A kingdom source. Amen. Resources of heaven. Amen. So important. So recognize how much power those vibrational thoughts have. When someone speaks fear to you, here you could be full of joy, and then all of a sudden someone speaks something that causes you to fear. Notice how that fear just overtakes you. That vibration from that fear, that was a thought. Ain't nothing happened to your body. It is a word that touched you and it caused you to fear. And look all of a sudden how you're going home now and you can't even hardly think. You're just afraid. Because you allowed that to enter into your mind. Amen. Well, take the word of God. Amen. And allow that to enter in. Amen. Weeping may endure for the night, but I declare God will always bring joy in the morning. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it's good that you are in heaviness. Everybody don't agree with that doctrine, but it's the truth. Sometimes God will allow you to go through heaviness. Not because you've done something evil or wicked. No, he's taking you to another level. He's doing something in you. And sometimes, see, always, understand this, always before honor is humility.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Just know when God allows you to be humbled, unless you've just been acting a fool. And you know you've not been acting, you know what I mean? You've been living for God all you know. And suddenly there's a trial that's starting to humble you. What? God wants to elevate you. Before honor is humility. That's God's way. See, people that get honor all the time without humility become proud. They do. They become proud and haughty. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. So God always balances it. And he never gives us anything that we cannot bear. Amen? All right. So let's take a look into this executive order. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. Now remember the word subdue. If you didn't write it, it's the word kabash, and it means to tread down, to conquer, subjugate. It means to violate.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
5 days of wondrous praise went by quickly. Through God's grace and your faithfulness, we made it more than halfway to raising the $35,000 shortfall from our October prayer and share. We're trusting God for the rest, and we know that he is inspiring you, our listeners, to help. Call us at 888-221-8990 or donate at WCNO.com or text WCNO to 24365.